have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Praise ye the Lord. I'm so glad that you guys tuned in with me on tonight. And tonight we won't disappoint. Come on, we're coming back again. Amen. With the same word from last week, but just a little bit more on this week. We thank God for this opportunity. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad y'all stayed with me. I'm glad you stayed with me. Listen, hallelujah. We have to learn that everything can't be microwavable. You shouldn't want everything to be pop, 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 pop. Because listen, a lot of times when things are popping out, we're not in position to be able to handle them. So I'm so glad that I've learned how to wait on the Lord. We're going to have to learn that it's in our waiting season that God really sees our heart and our motives toward things. We ask God for this. We're asking God for that. But we don't want to wait. Listen, you'd have to ask God to give you a spirit of waiting. I will wait on the Lord until my change comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me clearly out there on tonight? Listen, go ahead and call a neighbor and call a friend. Let them know that I'm on here. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. It's only up from here. Amen. We're excited again and elated. We want to thank Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family on tonight. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. We do give God honor and glory for Bishop James Hunter. Let me slow it down. Amen. I was trying to go on to the end. Hallelujah. We thank God for him on tonight. Amen, amen, and amen. So listen, we're going in the word of prayer. We're not going to be long before you. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you, oh God, for this day that you have made, and we got to rejoice and still be glad in it. We give you praise for what you have done, what you're about to do. We thank you for what you've already done. Father, on tonight, speak a word. Speak a word that we may be able to apply to our lives. And if we don't apply it to our lives, we may be able to share this word with somebody else. Amen. And they may be able to apply it to theirs. So we thank you for everything. You said in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So we thank you on tonight. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for tuning in. Let's get back in it. Amen. Let's go right back. We're going to go flip right on back over. You know, we're talking about how in relationships, how you have these different holidays and the pagan holidays. Doesn't say that, the pagan holidays. And, you know, most people celebrate these holidays. So I'm not gonna go into who don't celebrate it, why we shouldn't, and stuff like that. But you got these different holidays, and we're finding out, and this is a proven word, especially for me. I've watched it, and even with the people that I counsel, it's where men will date these women, and around certain times of the year, they break it off then to get back with them. And the thing is, they knowing the heart of the woman, they knowing that they have the woman's ear, the woman's heart, the woman's mind, and knowing that she will produce whatever they want her to produce. And then even if they don't give her anything, you see, and men have been getting away with this forever and a day. They don't give as much as they should in relationships. They give the bare minimal, and then we as women, we want to still be over and beyond. Listen, we're in a time. Listen, I'm telling tell y'all something. You're going to listen. If I give 10%, then he can give 10%. I'm just saying. I'm not saying we should be equal in our giving, but we give too much to receive too little. If you give much to whom much is given, much is required. So if I'm giving you much, I expect much. It should be reciprocated of what you give. All right? So if you're not giving love, then you shouldn't be receiving love, okay? That's how this thing works. So, and so we were talking about Christmas, amen, and how, you know, the boyfriend, y'all been together all year, Christmas comes, right? Y'all break up. He finds a way to break up with you. So he's with you in December. But right before Christmas, he breaks up with you. Let me make that clear. He is with you in the month of December, making plans, telling you what he wants. Come on here. He got his list. He made a list as if he was your child. Y'all don't hear me tonight. But I'm telling you, listen, when you in a relationship with a man, a real man he won't have all those desires. He's not giving you everything he wants as if he doesn't want to know what you want. See, you have these relationships where the man is always talking about him and not you and him. All right, it's always about him, and then he forgets. Some of you may have children, right? But he still acts as if it's all about him. You got to be careful when you are in a relationship like that, because the more you give them, the more they're going to want. Y'all better hear me. The more you give them, the more they're going to expect you to give them. Hallelujah. So it's no different. And then after Christmas comes, after Christmas is over, he'll come back. Close to January, we're going to say around New Year's Eve, he may show up. He may start talking about, well, I needed some time to myself. I had a lot of things going on. But you got to remember, when you are in a relationship with someone, they share whatever you're going through. They should already know what you're going through, if you're going through something. But because we got so much manipulation now, you got so much, it's manipulation been here forever. Way back in when Jesus walked the earth, manipulation was even strong then. So it's even stronger now. So you still got the games. They playing games, right? I told y'all last week, smile and face is tell lies. You got to look at the face of the person. You got to watch the mannerism of the person. You just don't, just because they smile at you and tell you, you know, how much they like you and how much they're interested, does not mean that they're interested. You need to know, you need to sit down and have a conversation to find out what are they interested in, all right? Because if it's you, they ought to know what you like. If it's you, they ought to know what you do, right? Amen. But so it's not hard to tell a man that you're a woman of God, because if he knows you and how you carry yourself, you don't carry yourself like a floozy, then he got to know that there's something different about you. When you're talking to him and you're talking about principles and morals and values, he knows that you're a woman of great ethics. Amen. Whether it's work ethics or whatever kind of ethics. So therefore, he should know that already about you. But because you let him in on some secret, you told him details that you should have never said or spoken, right? Because you were weak and you were going through a season where you had broken up from your last relationship, and now this man is showing you interest, you end up telling him everything that Billy Bob did to you, right? So now he's paying attention. He's saying, well, if she did that for Billy Bob, what more would she do for me? And so he takes on this role, and he's acting as if he's not trying to make you experience the same thing you experienced with Billy Bob. So he's going to step his game up. But you got to watch them smiling faces, because they do tell lies, all right? So then you get back together, all right, in January. February 1st comes, then listen, he started making, arguments concerning the little bitty stuff, right? Being petty, because listen, February 14th is a pagan holiday, which is Valentine's Day. So listen, he break up with you right before Valentine's Day. All right. So he doesn't have to buy a gift. All right. Then after Valentine's Day is over, he come back making excuses. All right, he just needed time. I want the relationship to move forward. But wait a minute, you wanted to move forward, but we haven't dealt with why you was out. I don't know why you didn't show up. I don't know why we wasn't together during these holidays after we made plans to be together. I took all so that I could be with you, and now you just escaped and didn't say why. No, you didn't call. There was no letter. You didn't leave me a text message. You just left. I had no clue. Your friends didn't know anything. I didn't know what was going on. So you got to watch that, because sometimes they be trying to play on your psyche. And a man knows if he has you or not, because you will be more interested in everything about him, how his day was, what you want to do, where you want to eat, where you want to go, and instead of waiting and catching your breath to see if he's going to ask you the same questions, right? All right, so if he knows when he got you on the lid, because when he knows you, then all you're going to see all these games unveil, because he knows, if he knows you from A to Z, he's going to say, okay, well, I can do her like this. She's still going to buy me a gift. She's going to get me every pair of Jordans I want. Uh-huh. She's going to even get me some Balenciaga shoes. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, he already know you. So you still going to give him the gift irregardless if you spoke to him or not, which is, you know, crazy. And I'm going to just share this with you all. Anytime I do relationships conferences or seminars and different things of that nature, I always tell women that I believe that you should date to marry and give or take anywhere from no longer than 12 months to 18 months. If he has not proposed to you by 18 months, you're wasting time. Keep it moving. All right. So here's the thing. When you are, you know, trying to figure out what you want to do, a lot of times, sometimes, you know, the other party can help you. You know, they can help you in making up your mind, because then they'll start, you know, saying, well, let's do this, let's do that. So you have planned all your vacation around this man, and he doesn't show up on either holiday. Now, you were with him for Thanksgiving. Huh. Isn't that amazing? You were with him for Thanksgiving, and y'all done took your pictures in your matching pajamas, and for Christmas, he's nowhere to be found. You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, I would be looking at what's up with this guy, you know? So, but it's one point I'm trying to make, and I hadn't gotten this point yet. It came to my mind, but I didn't say it. So I'm going to have to wait till it comes back, because the Holy Spirit revealed it back to me. All right. So we're going to move on really quickly for time's sake. A lot of times we don't tell people what we're expecting of them. And I believe when you want to know something about a person, I believe you ought to be able to go to them and tell them what you, you know, ask your questions. Now, it's up to them whether they tell you the truth or not. It's up to them how they, you know, how they want to tell it. Sometimes, you know, people say, well, you know, well, not right now. I'm not ready to talk about it, even though they know they can talk, but they just do that. People are trying to lure you in. They're trying to reel you on in. All right, the big fish now, remember. All right, so, but what we have to understand is nobody wants to be hurt. Everybody should want to be loved, right? You should want to be loved. And so tonight we're just going to pick up where we left off. All right, so he has, so now all the holidays is over. Valentine's Day is over. Now he done talked himself back in to your life. He even talked this back. Listen, this joker's so smooth. I'm telling you, he's a smooth operator. Y'all hear me? Smooth operator. He has no intention of giving you himself fully. All right? Everything he does with you or for you is with motive. Watch the motives. We can only, listen, you got to study your opponent. You need to know when they start moving different, that means you need to move different, right? Don't let people switch up on you and you don't know what's going on. When they switch up, you switch. When they move, you move just like that, all right? All right, so tonight we're going to be, we're just going to pick back up, all right? So it's after all of these holidays. Right, Valentine is over. He begins, you know, and he began to argue. He's starting to argue with you, right? He's arguing with you now, amen, because you done gave him his gifts. You just wanted to be loved. You want to be loved. And so sometimes you're willing to do things that you shouldn't do for love, for the attention, amen, and you shouldn't be doing that. Because, listen, you need to first, though, you need to be validated with your own self. You need to know your self-worth. And that's the reason why women look for love in the wrong places, because they don't know who they are. That's why they'll settle for anything, because they don't have no self-worth. That's why they're willing to do things that are just beneath them just to say they got a piece of a man. Better I told y'all that a piece of man is better than no man at all, but y'all need to go find Betty and whoop her tail and tell her that you need a whole man, because every piece of a man left a piece of you, and you're still looking for that piece that they took. Come on, somebody. So I'm trying to tell y'all something. You got to stop listening at these love songs, these blues songs, because you got to understand what timing it was in, and what kind of mood they were, what kind of mood they were in, and what was going on to cause them to be the way that they are. All right? So don't come telling me about a piece of a man. Why I want a piece of a man? That's like being a side chick. Baby, I don't want no happy meal. I need the whole meal. Come on, somebody. Y'all talk back to me on this. That's why I talk back to me. Y'all that has my number, because I need to know y'all are listening. Amen. So after Valentine's Day, he even gave you your stuff. I'm moving from that now. All right, then he begins to complain. He wanted to talk about the food. He say, I don't like the way you prepared this for me. You know, this is my favorite food, and I don't like the way it tastes, and what did you put in it? I mean, he's nitpicking down to food, you know, really? Like, if it was me, you know, and I went to work and then came to cook you something that you like, honey, I'm about to throw that plate up. I'm about to turn your plate over and tell you to fast for the rest of the week. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Smiling faces tell lies. They don't tell the truth. So listen, he begins to complain about the food. He begins to complain, just making little, you know, ways to get about the house again. So, you know, you try to do everything you can to please this man. But don't you know you can't please a narcissistic man? A narcissistic man will always want you to do, always complain, and always, he's a needy man. That's why he's narcissistic, because he's needy, needy, needy. He's nitpicking, and he's very needy. He needs all the attention. He needs all the love. He needs you to shower him with all the gift. It's all, but he never want to give. And when he gives, he's going to take it all back. The moment he gives it to you and you look a certain way, he ready to punch you in the face, or he ready to snatch that with what he's giving you. He is what you call an Indian giver. Y'all remember how people always say, well, you gave me this, now you want to take it back. When they do that and give it back to them, listen, we got to stop being on emotional roller coaster with these men, women. You got to stop allowing them to dictate your future, your past, and your present. You're going to have to know who's you are. Amen. You're going to have to know what you possess. And listen, work what you got. Stop trying to work what you have and overtime to make somebody want you, because listen, if they want you, they want you. And you shouldn't have to do anything more to get their attention if they want you, because a real man, when he wants you, he's, listen, men like the catch now, but if you out there just giving it to them, they're going to pick over you. But a real man wants the catch. He wants somebody that he can change. Come on here. Lord, y'all ain't talking to me tonight. All right. It's going to be all right. A real man wants to chase now, all right? And if you got to chase him, that lets you know he ain't not the one. Why do you have to chase a man? Y'all crazy anyway, because one thing the Bible tells you, he says a man that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and then he obtains the favor of God. So stop chasing the dog, amen? Don't chase a dog. Come on here. Lord have mercy. Get the dog up out your life. Come on. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. All right, the atomic dog. Come on, y'all. Glory to God. So we're gonna go right here. You know, it's one thing to love someone, and it's another thing to not to be loved. All right, everybody want to be loved. You know, everybody. You know, we need love, right? Love can help you grow. Love can help you be the best version of you that you can be. But then when it's not reciprocated, it's always you feeding into their ego, and your ego hasn't even been stroked. Listen, stop trying to buy a man. You can buy them for so long, and then you may not, then you meet somebody else who got more money than you. Then they're going to play you, both of y'all, right? But I'm trying to tell you something. know your self-worth. That's it. And the bottom line is to know who you are and to be good with your thick thighs, to be good with your dark skin, to be good with your light skin, to be good with your full head of hair, to be good with your bald head in it. It does not matter. You are a fearfully and wonderfully, marvelously made in God's image. You are a queen. You are beautiful. But know who you are. Stop stooping to the level of somebody's foot. You know what I'm saying? Stop stooping and letting people take advantage of you. Stop allowing those dogs to be barking at you. Come on here. You got to take authority over yourself and just say, I want to be loved. And if I don't feel loved, then I'm out of there. I don't care about all it. You got to stop being on all these emotional roller coasters because they are leading you to suicidal thoughts. They're leading you to self-inflicting things on yourself. They're leading you to depression. Ah, yes, they are. They're leading you, to, not to even care about life. It is time that you focus in on yourself. You are worth it. Can I tell y'all tonight, you don't got to dress yourself up no more. You ain't got to go try to fit in somebody's what their version of a woman should look, or how the version of a woman, how she should look. You ain't got to go make yourself a 36, 24, 36. Baby, I don't care if I'm a 46, 42, 46, 55, I'm still fine as wine. And you got to know that. Amen. Hallelujah. So what we having is a lot of women who are insecure. And because you're insecure, it shows. Insecurities always outshine the very unique person that is in there. All right. When men see an insecure woman, they play on your insecurities. Sometimes they'll begin to tell you what you want to hear, but then in the same breath, they'll take it away from you because that's that narcissistic stuff. You know what I'm saying? That narcissistic behavior. It'll come out where they didn't told you how pretty you was. You're so pretty. And it really helps you, but at the same time, it's not helping you because you don't feel pretty about yourself. Men will treat you how you act or how you conduct yourself or how you allow them to treat you. If you are a woman and you know your purpose and you're walking in your purpose, I don't care if you ain't got but 10 cents in your pocket, but you're a high stepper regardless of if you got on some red bottoms or some flat bottoms. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? But you are a high stepper and you know that whatever the case may be, you're going to always treat people right. You're going to treat people with dignity. Amen. And you're going to love the one you will. He's going to treat you like you somebody. But if you act like a slut, he's going to treat you like a slut. If you act like a woman who has values and principles, he's going to treat you that way. If you dress like a whore, he's going to treat you like a $2 stripper. Come on, somebody. He's going to always be wanting to have sex because that's the way you look. Men are visual. They are drawn to the way that you look. If you don't have no sex appeal, then you know. Amen. It is what it is. We're not going to get into that tonight. Glory to God. Smiling faces tell lies. They don't tell the truth. So now here comes Big Whammy. That's where we are tonight. When everybody seems to want to get close to you, when you got exes coming out of the woodwork, everybody got an ex, right? We all got an ex, and we all were an ex. We were an ex-something. We were an ex-prostitute. We were an ex-pimp. We were an ex-actress. We were an ex-model. We were an ex-money launderer. We all were an ex, and we all have had exes. He was my ex-boyfriend almost 40 years ago. You see what I'm saying? That's kind of stuff. So we all have exes. They're coming out of the woodwork. They're coming on the scene, and they're trying to come in, trying to show up, and you're already in a current relationship. Come on here, somebody. Now we're going to see which one is on a roller coaster trying to get close to you, right? So now you enter a new relationship, and the ex comes. So the ex gonna try to throw his weight around to see if he still got it like he had it. The ex gonna try to throw his weight around and see if he still got, he still have your heart. All he gotta do is look at you the way that you like to be looked at, and I'll be doggone because you were just his ex. You still got something in you. You're not healed. Can I tell you why I know you're not healed? Because you were destined X 2 weeks ago and you're in a new relationship. Or you was destined X 9 months ago and you're in a new relationship. Don't you know that relationship to heal, healing is a process. And it is not in 2 weeks. You're not going to be healed out of a relationship that you put your all in 2 weeks. It's going to take time. And I don't know how much time, but I know it's longer than a year before you really have that person out of your system. All right, so he's on the scene. Okay, he's on the scene, right? All right, and so now this is the year. This is the time of the year where all the freaks come out. I'm telling you, the freaks come out at night. Y'all hear me? You know why they're coming out at night and in the daytime? Because it's tax season. Y'all go ahead and clap for that. It's tax season. Yes, Lord. You got even the preachers looking at you. Come on here. I'm trying to tell you, they're coming out of nowhere. They're coming out of the woodworks to take advantage of you. I told you, smiling faces tell lies. And why is it that as long as you have money, they tend to be around? But as soon as the money is gone and all the spending in, they don't come around no more. Mama may have. Woo! Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. You hear me? Hallelujah. You don't have to go and spend all your money on someone who doesn't spend a dime on you. Come on here. You should have enough sense to say, well, if I'm spending 100 and you don't even spend 10, something wrong with that picture. That's too big of an equation. Listen here, that's more than multiplication, honey. You mean to tell me I'm spending 100 and I don't even get 10%? All right, then y'all need to start adding this stuff up because it ain't just going to work. Y'all got to start paying attention. Yes, it is all right to watch what you spend. Yes, it is all right when he's talking about what he wants and you knowing the kind of budget you have. Why would you go and, let me say this before I get, because I'm almost through. Let me say this to you. I tell people when you first meet a guy, and if y'all been dating now for 2 months or 1 month, and it's Christmas time, don't go out there and buy this joker no $80 sweater, $120 sweater. Don't go out there and buy this guy no whole outfit. I was at the MAC counter, and they were trying to do my skin again because the makeup they gave me, it was like a yellowish tone. So I sat down, and it was right before Christmas. This was Christmas of last year. And so the lady was talking about, you know, because she said, I watched your live, and it encouraged me. I said, oh, that's nice. So she was talking about this guy that she, you know, somebody, he called her. And she's the manager of the MAC in Dillard's. And he said he was walking up that way because he was in the mall. And so she was like, ooh, he's about to come through. And she was telling the girl. And she's talking about, I don't know what I'm going to get him. For Christmas. I said, how long y'all been dating? She said, a month. I said, don't get him nothing but a pair of socks. You never spend your money doing Christmas on a man that you just got with. You better buy him some socks, because if you buy him some shoes, he's going to walk all over you. That's what the old people used to say. If you buy him some shoes, he's going to walk all over you. And I'm telling you, not only will he walk over you, he's going to walk out your life. Get him a pair of socks. And then, I mean, because you don't have that much invest. You should invest that much in him, and you may have this woman had kids. Why would you invest your money in a man that you don't even know yet? Why would you invest your time? You don't, this man don't, he only comes to the mall to see you when he's going up to the mall. You hadn't seen him on a date yet. That's crazy. You're talking to him on the phone, so now you're in love on the phone, and you're going to buy it. Well, I'm going to buy him. I want to get him an outfit. I said, baby, buy that man a pair of socks, and you'll thank me later. And the lady that was in there who watches me all the time ended up telling me, she said, Apostle, do you know that they are no longer together? This wasn't maybe like 3-4 months after when I saw her again, and she told me that they wasn't together. I said, see, that's why I told her to buy him a pair of socks. You don't let nobody walk over you, and you don't let them walk out your life with all your money on them, and you don't get anything. Come on now. And I know some of you, because I got to understand that I'm talking to secular people as well, and I'm talking to some church folk. Because let me say this, some church folk, they having more, they are fornicating more than what you know. And I ain't going to sit up here and sugarcoat like they're not fornicating. You got a bunch of fornicating, supposed to be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized people in the church. Yes, you do. Having more sex, they're getting more than the law allowed. Do y'all? They having more sex than us married folks. Y'all better hear me. So what I'm saying to you is, if you, and so one lady gonna say, well, you telling us not to give. I'm not getting that much from him, but he gives me good sex. I say, that's right. You in it for the sex. And then he don't care nothing about you. All he's doing is banging you out at night, and that's it. He ain't giving you no money. He ain't even giving you no time because of the time that he come to see you. That shows you that you don't mean anything. If a man has to come over your house at the ending of the day, which is 11:59, to see you, that's a booty call, baby. That's a booty call. That man don't, listen, if he wanted you, why he couldn't come and sit and say, oh, hey, baby, we're going out to dinner. I'm taking you out. But why is it that every time he comes to your house, and you have recorded this on Facebook, you have said this over and over on Facebook, it is documented that this man only comes over your house at 11:59 or 12 o'clock and then leaves about 3 or 4 so because he got to go to work. So that's what he's telling you. You don't even know what to, if he got a job, because you don't do your research. Y'all better start researching these men. Ladies, please research. And you having sex with men, and I'm telling you, and I'm prophetically speaking this, there is another venereal disease. I'm telling you, and they don't have a name for it, but it is a flesh, it's flesh eating. It is a bacteria that eats your, the women's, you know, vagina, and it's eating off the men's penises. So be very careful. You know, don't do it. And God, and wait on your husband. That's what that is what I will say to you. Because if you already messed up in the mind because, you know, you just left a bad relationship, why would you go put your physical body into something that it can't handle? Your mind already messed up. So you're going to add pressure by allowing somebody to just take over your body. Now you're here with a disease that there is no cure. Your flesh is being ate up. And let me tell y'all the vision that I saw. It's just like how it is going to be in hell. When the fire hits the body, that hits the natural skin, how it sizzles, that's just how this bacteria is eating, this venereal disease is eating off of the body of the people. So these people really, once it starts, you ain't going to be able to stop it. So they'll have to do, it's going to be a lot of stuff going on. And y'all know what? These people are going to have to live, and I mean young folks. I ain't talking about no old people. I'm talking about young folks. They're going to have to live because a certain kind of way, because down there will be 8 hours. It won't be there, right? It won't be there. It's going to, listen, this thing is getting ready to blow up. Y'all going to come back and tell me about it. I foreseen this. I've been seeing this. I started prophesying about this thing here in 2008, 2009. And then the first one came out, it was the Ebola. All right, that was one thing God began to show me. Then, you know, that was another kind of venereal disease that they didn't have a name for, because they didn't have one for Ebola. You know, they just was saying what that was. They had just saying the symptoms or whatever, but they didn't have a name for it. This disease, I'm telling you, it's going to eat all the skin, all of it off. It ain't going to be nothing down there. And it's a shame before God that we allow ourselves in these end times to have our body to deteriorate right before your eyes. You know what I'm saying? It's sad, but it's true. So play with it if you want to. Play with it if you want to. It's up to you what you do with your body. But if I was you, I'd wait on my husband. I'd ask God to send him on, because it's better to marry than to burn. And a lot of people are burning in their flesh. But we're going to get ready to end this, because I came on a little late. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want y'all to know this, though. It's best to have your own. It is best to be in a relationship with someone that want to be in a relationship with you. It's best to get to know that person before you open up your all of your business, all of how much money you make or where you live. Do not get involved with these men and bring them to your houses. You don't know him. He could be Freddy Krueger. All right, now, he could be Freddy Krueger. He could be. You just don't be bringing these folks to your house. Date him, but don't have him to come to your house. You meet him at the restaurant. You meet him at the movies. You drive yourself. Ain't that wrong with you driving yourself? Or you drive, meet at a location and ride with him and let him drop you back out, but make sure he don't follow you. You got to be wise in this hour. Some of you are setting yourself up for destruction because you want a man so bad. You're so hungry for him, so thirsty for a man that you're willing to lower your guard, lower your standards. You used to have standards so high that nobody could get in. But now because ain't no man coming around, you're willing to lower it just so that you can have a piece of a man. Ma'am, please pay attention. We only want to educate you over here so that you will have the knowledge, amen, that you need so that you won't be in, you won't get caught up in this mess, because it is getting ready to be a circus in the sex ring. It's already a circus, but it's getting ready to be turned up when you begin to hear about those people flesh being ate up down there because of this disease. Y'all gonna say, oh my God, all right? But anyway, he wants you to wake out of your sleep, all right? Come on up out of your sleep. Come out of your sleep. No, listen, these men ain't worth all of that. They ain't worth it. You have to know how to keep your money, honey, in your pocket. Amen. In your pocketbook to yourself. Amen. Come on up out of your sleep. Amen. And come on up out of that. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to know it's not the end of the world. If you're single, be enjoying your, live and enjoy your singleness. Because it's going to come a day when you won't be single anymore, and God's going to let you cross over into marriage. So enjoy, but listen, be a single and a healed person, right? Go through the process of your healing. Don't rush it. Let your healing take its time. Don't try to, you know, rush it into the next year or rush it into 2 days tomorrow. No, take time to heal so that you can heal completely from the inside out. Amen. Hallelujah. And learn how to treat yourself. Treat yourself. Amen. You ought to be tired of this crap. It is not the end of the world being single. It's not the end of the world being married. Amen. But nobody wants to be mistreated. Hallelujah. Don't you be hoodwinked into giving these people your money. Make sure you got something for yourself. And if you have children, give it all to them. Amen. Give it all to them. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We're getting ready to open up the phone lines for a few minutes. Amen. We bless God. Amen. We're through with smiling faces, tell lies. Y'all think that man, just because he tell you how pretty and fine you are, you think, listen, baby, I'm more than a pretty face. Come on, somebody. I got brain. I got a brain that works nonstop. I got, listen, I'm packing with something. You got to know what you, listen, when you go into the relationship, you got to know what you, listen, there was something, well, what is your signature? Baby, I'm signature in everything I do. You hear me? In every area of my life, I got a signature walk. I got a signature talk. I got a signature look. My purse day is signature. Y'all don't hear me? I got a signature designer bag. Come on here. Hallelujah. You got to know your own signature. You don't let nobody define you. You define yourself. If I want to be with you, I'll be with you. If I don't, I don't have to, because you're not going to put no stipulations on me, because after all, I'm my own woman and you should be your own man. You got to let them know you coming in with something. You ain't no bum. You ain't no, you don't know, just no pushover. Hallelujah. You got to know that you got smart. Even if you ain't graduate the 12th grade, you ought to still know I'm about that life. Listen, I take pride in myself. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't saying that because it's all right, though. We're at the end. Come on, Dr. Kim and Kim, let's open up these phone lines real quick. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm all right.
Brookhaven, Mississippi location. Thank you for that word on tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good to have you on with me tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. I'm just saying it to all of you. So y'all will thank I thank God for y'all, for real, for real, for real. Thank you for your support, woman of God. You be cool here. Have a good one on tonight. Thank
amen,
you.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. Now, good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunt. This is Tony Wilson from
Don't they lie, girl?
Yes, they do. I thank God. I thank God for Ash on what you've been teaching on. I thank God for that, that we know our worth. You know, I give God the glory for you, that you be blessed abundantly.
I accept. Thank you so much. Thank you for help for tuning in. You helped me in the mornings, but thank you. I ain't going to get out. I almost thought, when I started talking about that bow, wow, wow, I thought about you. You already know I was thinking about you. I know she on the phone said, oh, here she go with this song, these songs again. But anyway, it's a blessing to have you on with me on tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, I want you to pay attention to, if you're not paying attention, start paying attention. Because your single days are about over. Your single days, and I ain't trying to get, I'm not trying to get no reaction. I ain't trying to wow you, woo you, none of that. I'm telling you, it is about over. Now that you know, you begin, see, here's the thing. People don't understand. When you get healed, it is your job. Once you get healed, God wants you to go back and begin to talk about it, tell people, you know, let them know how, and that's what you're doing now. You're talking about it more now than ever. And, you know, even though sometimes I throw you in there, but guess what? It's working, because now you're surpassing that stage. Some people, it takes years. It's years to get over, you know, some stuff that you went through, some damage, you know? And so now God is processing you out of it. So just keep your eyes open, your ears open, and your heart open to love again. Amen. Love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Amen. All right, I accept. Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the apostle.
Evening, Mom. This is Ronnie calling from Houston, Texas. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Love the word on tonight. Love it.
Amen. Watch them dogs now. Watch out for them dogs.
Yes, ma'am.
They out there after y'all beautiful women of God. I'm telling y'all, them dogs out there. But, honey, y'all going to be so ready to let them know, listen, don't play that. Don't play with me like that, because I'm not one of those kind of women. You know, but men know who they can do that on, right? They know when they can play you like that. But I'm so glad to know I got some folks that they bad to the bone. Y'all are so bad. And it's going to be hard for them to even, it's not going to be hard. They're going to love you like they're supposed to, like they love themselves. Amen. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. I love you.
Love you, too.
Have a good one.
You too, Mom.
Pick your spirits up. What's wrong with you?
I'm having a real bad headache, but I'm doing all right.
Get in a quiet room. Tell the last one to be quiet. Or tone it down. Amen. All right. Love you. Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening. Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How are you, great, mighty woman of God? Blessings upon you.
I accept. I am well. How are you?
Well, no need to complain. I'm blessed. I'm doing just fine. I just thank God to be in the land amongst the living. So many people are just passing away that we know, and it's a blessing to be still alive in your right mind. We may not have everything that we want, but we are still blessed. We're still above the dirt. So
yeah.
God gets all the praise and honor and glory. I just want to thank God for your words on this evening, the message from Sunday and last Tuesday. I thank God for your encouragement. I just thank God for stepping out on faith today And I re-enrolled in school, and I'm excited about that.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for that. And I'm joyful. I have a joy down in my soul. I feel my happiness and my joy coming back. I've been praying for it. I thank God for my family. Thank God for my parents, my great leaders. Because without y'all, I am nothing. Without God, I am nothing. So I thank God for my parents, you guys. And I'm just at all. I know this is, if only the beginning. I know God is not done yet. I'm just at all. I just thank God for what He has in store for us. For Evergreen Ministries, Body the Believer International, Married to Ministry. We thank God for the Relations family. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. Grateful every day. Grateful, grateful, grateful. You be encouraged.
Amen.
You know, you encourage everyone else. You pray for everyone else. You and Bishop pray for so many souls. And y'all need prayers, too. Y'all need lifting up and encouragement as well.
Amen. Yes, we do. We do. We're not above it. I'm telling you. We're not exempt from it. We definitely do. I ain't going to even lie.
Amen.
But listen, you guys, it's past my time now. I thank God for each and every one of you. I need y'all to meet me next Tuesday night. We're going to go into something else next Tuesday night, the same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. Shalom.